Perakim Mishnah Gimel, continuing on the ways that kachim are more chomer, more stringent than truma. Eichlin achalim neguvim. Someone's allowed to eat dry foods, b'yadayim se'avais, even though his hands are tumah with status of sheni, which we mentioned before is one of the degrees that makes tumah tumah. So in that case, he's allowed to do that, but truma. And the Mefarshim explained this means where he has the truma food in his mouth, but let's say he didn't touch it, he didn't handle it. Someone may have put it there or he ate it with a keli. But in that case, even though his hands are considered tummy, he's allowed to eat it in that fashion, and we're not afraid with a chama or a geyser that he'll put his hands in his mouth and make the truma tummy. Avlai b'kodesh. But if a case happened with kachim, there the chama were geyser not to do that because they were, you'll put your hand in your mouth and in touch the kachim. Remember, mistake to kachim. Ha'ainain, someone who had a close relative that died but before the burial, so they're in a state that they're not allowed to eat kachim yet. Mechusik Yippurim, or someone who's a Mechusik Yippurim, again, where they finish their purification rites, but in order to eat kachim, they have to go bring karbanis. So before, even when they finish that whole process, before they actually eat karbanis, tzrichim tefila l'kodesh, they have to actually go and do a separate, special tefila to show that now they're ready to eat kachim, even though they don't need to. But it's, again, to show that kachim was on higher level, they were required to do that. Avaloi l'truma, but they weren't required to do that before they ate truma. They can rely on the fact that, hey, I'm tar, I'm a status of tara, and therefore they can just go and eat the truma directly. Perek Gimel Mishnah Dalet. Now we're going to talk about where truma is more chomer than kachim. Chomer b'truma, truma is actually more stringent than kachim in the following case. Shebihuda, in Yehuda, these are the province that surrounded Yerushalayim. Nemanim, the Amoratsim were believed, al taras yain v'shemen. They were believed that the wine or the oil that they possessed was tar. Kalimai seshana. For any time during the year, for purposes of kachim. So someone came and he had to bring a carbon and said, hey, can I take this wine or oil from you? And they said, yes, it's tar for purposes of kachim. They were actually believed in that case, because since they surrounded Yerushalayim, they knew that people were coming to bring karbanis, they were extra special careful to make sure that all their wine and oil was tar for kachim purposes, but not for truma purposes. Again, they weren't trusted to say that they kept their wine and oil tar for purposes of truma. However, b'shas agita is v'abadim, at the time of the wine pressing, the oil pressing, so during those seasons when they actually started to press it, even in that case, Amoratsim were careful to make sure that they kept everything tar for purposes of truma. So afal truma. So in those cases, they're believed, during those times of the year, they're believed that their wine and oil were tar, even for purposes of truma. But during the rest of the year, only for kachim purposes, they were believed, but not for truma. Avru agites v'abadim. Let's say the time for wine pressing and oil pressing passed. Ve'viu lo'i chavis shayayin shal truma. And Amaretz brought wine and oil to a kayin as his truma. Again, the kohen has to assume that they weren't careful about tuma and tara when it comes to truma. So therefore, the kohen says the kohen shouldn't accept it from them. However, if the Amoritz leaves it for the next year, when it is the wine and oil pressing season, he could bring it back and say, "Oh, I made sure that it was tar." And in that case, again, the kohen's allowed to believe him. And if the Amorit says, if Rashi L'Seich Revi is Kaidish Neman, if he says, look, besides Truman here, I also have separated Kachim, since again they're believed about Kachim, so then they're believed even on the Truman as well. So again, since it's an all-in-one barrel, we assume that they kept the entire package tar, since they said that they also have Kachim involved. Kadayayim Kadishemen Hamudamois. Let's say within one barrel of oil and wine, he had a mixture, the Amaretz had a mixture of Chulin, Truma, and Kachim. So then, Namanam Aleim Bishas Agidis Vabadim. So then, at the time of the wine pressing, the oil pressing, when they're believed about, again, the status of all these things, both the Truma and the Kachim, they're also believed on the actual Kalim themselves. And also they were believed for 7 days, 70 days before the wine pressing season, because that's when they started the process of kelim in order to make sure that they were received in the state of Tara. And again, since during that season they're believed the Tara of Truma, they're also believed on the status of Tara on their kelim. But any other time during the year, just like they're not believed on the status of Tuma and Tara as far as Truma, they're also not believed on the status of the kelim with regards to Tuma, of Truma.